that it's time that I should just let you go. So I'll tell it to your face instead of tell it to you on the phone. You see, I thought that you were special, baby, something unique. But lately I've come to find that you're not really interested in my heart or mind. That's all right.
Again, and the wonderful second verse of Hoku's Another Dumb Blonde. That's what we were just listening to there, the first minute and a half or so. A choice lyric from the second verse there. Last night I went to a party hoping I'd see you there, and sure enough, you were hanging on some other girl playing with her hair. The classic miscommunication that can only be found in an early 2000s pop song. That song was actually released in 2000. It was part of the soundtrack of the Nickelodeon Studios film Snow Day. That's right, it was a film, not a movie. And some wonderful things you missed from not getting to watch the video, like I was so able to do. A surprising amount of that movie does not happen near snow, despite the title. A lot of weightlifting. Looks like a large passage of the film takes place in a swimming pool. So, but it looks like it was at a school and the movie is a snow day. So I don't know. That plot might be a little bit more complicated than I remembered. Might want to give that a rant. Shout out to Snow Day, Nickelodeon Studios classic. Another fun fact about Another Dumb Blonde by Hoku. It was her only hit. Peaked at number 27 on the Billboard Hot 100. And the fact that it was her only hit is the reason that we are here right now. It's the reason I'm talking into this microphone that I don't know how to use very well. And it's the reason that two of you are listening to the words that I'm saying into it. Welcome to episode negative one, episode zero, I guess. I don't know what you'd call it, of what I'm going to name right now, One Hit Wonderful World. That's the name of this podcast. My name is Cody Nelson. And I love music quite a bit. I love researching it and listening to it. Not in that order. I listen to it first, and then I research things as I listen. I enjoy being knowledgeable about music, and one-hit wonders have always really, really intrigued me. The people that make one-hit wonders are usually very odd people, or just have interesting stories, and it just is so convenient and coincidental that they also happen to be one-hit wonders. So what we're going to do here, every episode is going to focus on an artist that was a one-hit wonder. Your Eagle Eye Cherries, your Eiffel 65s, your Crazy Towns. That's a quick episode coming up. We're talking about Crazy Town, but we're not just talking about the hits that they had. We're not just talking about Save Tonight, Blue Dabadee, and Butterfly, respectively. We are going to dig a little deeper into the careers of these bands, and specifically, we're going to listen to the, in full, we are going to listen to the album that the group or person released directly after the album that had the hit on it. So we're going to see what they did, where they went after their brief stint with stardom. So if you have been listening to podcasts for years and you've always wondered, what did Chumbawamba do after Tub Thumping came out? I've always wanted to know, but I don't want to do any work. Well, we'll do the work for you eventually. Another example? Sure. Hey, what did Aqua do after Barbie Girl? We'll probably find out pretty soon. I definitely want to know. I don't know. I think it's just going to be a fun way to, I don't know, shine a light on this corner of music that I think gets talked about. It, with almost exclusively negative connotations. Nobody really looks back on one-hit wonders with positive thoughts, I guess. I don't know. I feel like one-hit wonders are always viewed with some sort of mocking tone, not a lot of sincerity. And hopefully this can delete that to some capacity, because I do imagine that a lot of these are going to be silly joke songs, like Rednecks did Cotton Eye Joe. I don't expect to have many glowing reviews of the next album that they released, but who knows? Maybe there were some artists that were really known for one song that released an album, and the album's actually really good. I don't know. It could happen. I'm excited to at the prospect of it happening. I would love to appreciate a full work of art by somebody that was known for such a sliver of one. I don't know. I think that could be kind of cool. My close friend and roommate, Kyle Kimblin, who is not here right now, he's not recording episode zero. He will be with us on the journey starting, I don't know when we'll release the first episode, next week sometime, later this week. We'll talk about all that on the, let's go into that right now since this is episode zero. This is going to be a weekly podcast. We're going to have guests each time. If we start to build a listenership, I'm not going to get into that right now. I don't have an email set up for any of this. Just let us choose the songs for right now. You'll deal with it. But yeah, every week we're going to talk about a new artist that had a new one-hit wonder, and we're going to listen to a new album. I'm going to have some of my friends come on. I have a lot of funny friends, people that are enthusiastic about music the way that I am, and hopefully you are as well, the listeners. Yeah, I don't really have a lot past that. This was just an idea that I had, and I was excited to explore it. I think there's a lot here. I think there's really a lot here, because who isn't interested in seeing what Milli Vanilli did? I actually know what they did, and it doesn't end well. Ever since I thought of this idea, I've been doing a lot of research, and I won't say tragic endings for most of these groups or people, but enough of them that it definitely registered with me as a trend. We'll dive into the inevitable demise of almost all of these groups. Usually self-imposed, sometimes not. Some interesting stories, some interesting music. New episodes are going to be coming out every Friday, so every Friday. I don't know, we'll work on getting this on iTunes. Maybe it already is on iTunes by the time you're listening to it. I don't know how to use the right tense when I'm talking into a podcast, because maybe this has all already happened. Maybe none of it has happened. Maybe this podcast will never even exist. Maybe this podcast has been dead for 20 years. Who knows? But that's it for me for right now. This is One Hit Wonderful World. I'm really excited to start doing this podcast for everyone. I hope that people decide to listen to it. I think it's going to be a silly, fun idea with some cool people and some cool music. That's it for me for right now. Once again, my name's Cody. And I'm going to leave you with the second half of Another Dumb Blonde by Hoku. Thank you all, and good night.